But first on the program, we just had him on, I want to say, what, back in late summer, maybe?
And that feels right, yeah.
Yeah, but he's back and busier than ever, talking about David Coverdale of Whitesnake, who talked with Carrie earlier today about the brand new release, a 4-CD-DVD set called Restless Heart.
Hello, David.
I love Rich.
Actually, Rich couldn't make it into the studio, but I'm happy to be here in his place.
Because he's too rich. Is it Harry? Nice to meet you, sir.
Very nice to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about today's release of the new edition of your album, Restless Heart.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
The Restless Heart Super Deluxe Edition, man, it's a treasure trove for your fans. 4 discs, a newly remixed version of the original album is remastered on there with bonus tracks originally only on the Japanese release. Does the remixed version of Restless Heart reflect more of the vision that you had for the album when it was first being created?
It's interesting, your observation. Originally, it was going to be a David Coverdale solo record. Which is why there's, like girls singing on there and some soul stuff like Stay With Me, Baby, Your Precious Love. But the record company insisted it be a Whitesnake album, and that was my contract. So we tried turning the drums up a little bit and the guitars, but it didn't reflect what it was supposed to be. So when I bought the record back, my co-producer, Michael, and I, it's been part of our plan to work on a legacy series. I've had such an incredible career of almost 50 years. A lot of my early music sounds like time capsules, and what we wanted to do was try to make them timeless. But still, without a doubt, the same house of Whitesnake, just some new furniture. And on the Restless Heart album, we added one of my guitar players, Joel Hoekstra, as an amazing rhythm player, and he made... He put on those big Whitesnake guitars. And then Derek Sherinian, an extraordinary keyboard player who's just been voted best keyboard player of the 21st century, he came on board. And then I went, okay, now I can call it a Whitesnake record. So I'm personally thrilled. We've released, I think, 5 videos from this so far. And people have responded, the people who know the old record, responded incredibly positively to the new mixes and to the new sound, because now it's what I'm going to be listening to even when I'm even older.
Yeah, I mean, the remix of the album is just great. I mean, the title cut, You're So Fine, definitely jump out at the listener. But man, I think my favorite on the remix may be Take Me Back Again. It's just a wonderful song with those searing vocals.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of those Whitesnake epics, the great journeys, if you have the patience. You know, you see now a lot of modern music like under 3 minutes. It's like going back to Beatles days. It usually takes me 3 minutes before I even start singing, setting up the scenario. But I was so inspired working with Jimmy Page. I had a bunch of ideas, and I said to Jimmy, while we've got all the players in the studio, let's make a second album. And I swear, his manager at the time, we can't do this. We haven't got a deal on this, so. And I'm going, we don't need a deal. It's Jimmy Page and David Coverdale. Anyway, he talked him out of it. So I ended up, Take Me Back Again and Woman Trouble Blues on Restless Heart was song ideas that actually had for a Coverdale Page too. But these guys, my guys and Adrian, they play it fantastic.
Yeah.
That's where the musical inspiration was.
Well, we're talking with David Coverdale on Downtown about the release of the album Reckless Heart, available right now from Rhino Records. I have to say that while it was great listening to the new remix and really enjoyed going through and listening to the multiple versions of the individual songs, sort of back-to-back, skipping between all 4 discs. Why was it important to you to offer people that sort of glimpse into the process of creating these songs?
Because we tested the waters with 30th anniversary of the very big Whitesnake 87 album. We had a CD called Evolution, which not only musicians, but just fans of the band loved hearing the seeds of the song before it grew into the tree or the flower that it became. And it was so popular, we've included evolutions on each of our box sets.
Mm.
And me, the evolutions one, I'm listening to that almost as much as the remix, you know, the remembering. And I'll call Adrian and go, why did we leave that part out? That's pretty good, you know. Just probably time to fit everything on the record. Certain things had to be edited, you know. But it was a pleasure to hear. We have a great co-producer in the studio, an actual professor at UNR, Professor Tom Gordon. Mm. And he just works his butt off going through all of these cassettes and dats or reel-to-reels of just scrappy ideas that turned into very big hits, actually, you know. And he puts those together, and he does an amazing job.
You know, it is an amazing set. People need to get it. Wonderful for Whitesnake or David Coverdale fans, but for any fan of music, man, this is just a great set to sit down and listen to the music. And like you said, the evolution of the songs, amazing. David, thank you once again for taking time.
It's insight into it, Kerry. You know, it's people insight. You know, if you like this, you know, this is... I always love our movies behind the scenes. And this is, that's the stuff. And that's what we took. Those are the elements we took and made a beautiful song at the end. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me, bro. And thank you for covering for that really rich guy's absence here.
Yeah, so thank you again. And great success with this re-release and everything else that you've got coming up.
Thank you so much, man. God bless you. Stay safe and well.